Because if you go out of order, things don't work. Things break. And those desires that we have ultimately don't get fulfilled. They don't get reached. They don't get, they don't come to fruition. And that's a hard thing to, that's a hard thing to stomach for a lot of us, because we think, well, if we just show up, that's good enough. The world has told us the biggest battle is showing up. I hate that. I can't stand it. It's the biggest lie out there. So just showing up is going to get you a ribbon. Just showing up is going to get you to where you want to be. Nah, oh, man, there's an order to everything.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothling-Schofer. And if this is your first time here, be sure to go check out the other episodes because they have been amazing. And if you appreciate or like or enjoy what we're putting out here, be sure to go leave a comment, share it with a friend, give us a little five-star rating, because that's the way that other people find us. That's the way that other people can get access to this information. And so in the Own It Show, we tell stories of people who live in ownership. You're going to get me some weeks just solo. You're going to get me some weeks with a guest. And today we're going solo. And today is actually an episode that I cannot wait to put out. It's something that, quite frankly, it's real talk. It's talk that comes down to getting to the root of what's going on in a lot of us. And hopefully it'll hit home. I was having a conversation with some guy the other day, one of our clients actually. And he was like, Justin, I really need you to pray for me. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, what's going on? Like, tell me about it. He's like, I'm struggling with being able to stay on my routines and really be in it. And I was like, okay, great. Like, tell me a little bit about that. He's like, well, I made a decision to move, away from where my gym was, and, we bought a new house, and, I've got all this bad food in the house. And so I need you to pray for me. I was like, whoa. Like, let's call a timeout here. We've got all this bad food coming into the house, but yet you're wanting me to pray that you can stay consistent on where you're going and what you're trying to do and what your goals are. And quite frankly, what you said your desires were. I said, man, there's this misalignment in actions. There's this misalignment of order in which things happen. And so today I really want to dive into order. And we live in a world where order just exists. We live in a world that was created by a man who did it in order. God didn't create human beings and then create the oceans, the mountains, the plants, the sun. He created everything else. There was an order to how everything was created. There was an order to how everything was put together. Because if you go out of order, things don't work. Things break. And those desires that we have ultimately don't get fulfilled. They don't get reached. They don't get, they don't come to fruition. And that's a hard thing to, that's a hard thing to stomach for a lot of us, because we think, well, if we just show up, that's good enough. The world has told us the biggest battle is showing up. I hate that. I can't stand it. It's the biggest lie out there. So just showing up is going to get you a ribbon. Just showing up is going to get you to where you want to be. Nah, man, there's an order to everything. There's a reason why certain things have to happen before you're able to handle something else. We come back to this like order of operations. We go back to sixth grade math, bed mass. How many people out there have heard of bed mass, right? Brackets, exponents, division, multiplication, addition, subtraction. And you had to do them in that order to solve the equation. Otherwise, you'd get a different answer. The same thing within our health, the same thing within our life. If all of a sudden we start doing things out of order, it doesn't work. If we all of a sudden think that, oh, I'm going to go get this wearable device and that's going to fix all of the things that are going wrong with me, it's going to change my energy, it's going to, it's going to fix the way I'm sleeping. It's going to fix my poor eating habits. Man, you're wrong. You got to understand the language of your body. You ought to understand your desires. You ought to understand where to start before you just go on technology. You can go get your DNA testing, your blood testing done, and think that's going to solve my problem. How many people out there have ever started, went and got your blood testing done, or went and paid a DNA epigenetic company to do your testing, or went and got saw a functional medicine doc and went through a gut healing process and a fast to get started on something, but that didn't work for me. I'm still in the same place as I was. It must have been good. It must have been the doctor must have been right, or the test must have been right. No, I guarantee you they probably did what they told you they were going to do. It was probably done in the way in which it was supposed to be done, but it wasn't done in the order that it was necessary. We need to take a look at our daily lifestyle, our daily habits, the things we're engaging in day to day, the habits, the behaviors, the lifestyle, the decisions we make. That's the big basis of it. And you've heard me talk about it on here before, but HRV is the component of that. HRV is the language of our body. And if we don't understand the fundamental language of our body, how it's handling stress and strain from a mental, physical, spiritual, emotional level, holistically, there's no amount of testing, there's no amount of technology, there's no amount of tools that's going to get us out of that. We have to come back to the core root of the behaviors, the core root of the desires, the core root of the lifestyle that exists. And you guys know me, I always go to scripture. I go to scripture to help us understand what the truth is, what's talked about with our bodies. And when we come back to this truth, that our bodies were paid for with a price, that our bodies are a temple, a temple that God resides in. And that temple that God resides in has a calling on our life to go and forward and steward the gifts that we've been given, that we are meant to be world class at. Every single one of you listening, let this sink in. You are meant to be world class at something. That body's a temple, and that temple needs to be clean. That temple needs to be optimal. We were built in the image of our Creator, which is excellent. Doesn't mean perfect, because we were already built perfect, but it means striving for a level of excellence, striving and pursuing excellence. I don't know if anybody out there drives a vehicle that, you know, you've got like two car seats and you've got kids that kind of come in there. You might have a dog. So you look in the back, there's two car seats. There's food grinded up in the seats. There's crumbs everywhere. There's dog hair everywhere. There's toys and 3 weeks worth of clothes strewn in the back. You've got maybe your backpack sitting back there. It's kind of a mess, kind of a disaster. And then all of a sudden, someone, like you're driving, you're hanging out with some buddies, and everyone goes, hey, can anybody give me a ride home? And you're kind of like, oh, bro, yeah, I'll give you a ride home, but just give me 5 minutes to tidy up. How many people realize that our body is housing and giving God a ride all the time? Our body is meant to steward our giftings. But when's the last time we took a look at what our body's car was like? How do we expect to be able to carry people forward, to impact people, to influence people, if our body's car is in absolute disarray, if our body's vehicle isn't clean, isn't up to snuff? Doesn't need to be brand new, but it needs to be working right. My dad, he's like he's like the car whisperer. This guy, he buys cars. In my lifetime, he's had more cars than years I've been alive. Honest to gosh, it's like he's had 36, 37 vehicles in my lifetime. Every time I was growing up, he'd have a new car coming into the house. But what this guy was able to do was bring in a 10, 12, 15-year-old vehicle and make it operate like it was brand new. The detail on the inside, the care and attention that he put into it. And then he'd turn around and flip it and sell it from twice as what he bought it for. Doesn't mean that you're worth anymore. We're just trying to bring out the glory and the true calling that exists in you already. But we have to make sure that your body's vehicle is primed. We have to make sure that that vessel that you're carrying the calling of your Creator in is ready to go and ready to perform. And if you aren't operating in a certain order, if you aren't leaning on these things in a certain order, you're going to run into the situations where you're like, man, I've tried all those things. They don't work for me. Man, I've tried everything to change my circumstances, but it's not for me. Maybe I'm not meant to be great. Maybe I'm not meant to have energy all the time. Maybe I'm not meant to lose weight. Maybe I'm not meant to sleep really well. The funny thing is we're not willing to change the order of which we're doing things. We're not willing to put the computer away. We're not willing to forego pizza night 4 days a week. We're not willing to change the order of which we get up and start working out, or get up and start giving ourselves time first, or wake up and give God the first fruits of the day. We're not willing to change the order to realize the results that we're actually going for. And so I challenge you, what order are you doing things in and day out that have started to get you the results that you're not really wanting anymore? How do we do that so we can take back your health? and for the first time, feel like you're in control of something. Feel like you're in control of your body. Feel like you know how to own your health and take ownership for that so that you can ultimately have your clean vessel, your clean car, to be able to go where you want to go. Because you have to run your race. You have to run your own race, not everybody else's. Everybody else in the world is running to things, to shiny objects, to the next thing, which is why they're constantly lost. The last solo episode I did, I talked about it. You can know where you want to go, but if you don't know where you are today, you're going to be continually lost because you're going to take a left, you're going to take a right, and you don't know why, but it's just because everybody else is doing it. You think that's what you need to do. That's your order. Your order is what's next instead of what's the intentional movement and the intentional step that I should be taking. And so I want you to come back to this. I want you to go back. I want you to think to yourself, what order am I currently doing things in? What am I prioritizing? And more importantly, how is my health? How is this vessel that I'm carrying God's calling in? Is it prepared? Is it ready? Is it optimal? Or is it just barely getting by? Is it kind of embarrassing? Is it the thing that's holding me back from being able to unleash my God-given calling? Is it what's holding me back from being able to truly impact and influence people in the way that I have been meant to and called to? And maybe this is hitting you in a place right now where you're like, man, I don't like you all that much right now. That's okay. That's okay. Because there's a lot of things that need to hit you right in that right spot that go, you know what? I need to make a change. I need to change the order in which I'm doing things. I need to take ownership of my health and my vessel for maybe the first time in my life. But by doing that is going to allow me the impact, the influence, and ultimately the world change or the community change or the family change that I've been yearning for and looking for. Because it's time for you to reestablish normal. It's time for you to redeem normal. Because it's not normal to be tired all the time. It's not normal not to sleep well. It's not normal to have chronic headaches, chronic pains. It's not normal to have chronic brain fog and not remember what you're supposed to be doing. It's not normal to operate at 50% of your capacity, but yet we've been told that. That's a bill of lies that we've been sold through the world. But I'm here to tell you that those are all signs of disease. They're all signs that we're not operating in the proper order. It's not aging. It's not that you're married. It's not that you have kids. It's not that you're a business owner. It's that the order is misordered. So as you go forward and you listen to this, guys, I want you to reach out. I want you to reach out and I want you to ask questions. I want you to say, hey, Justin, I'm feeling out of order. What can I do to change this? Message me on Instagram. Super active there. Send a message and a comment on this podcast. Share it with somebody who needs to hear this message. Tag me on Instagram. Super active to be able to help you guys. Because it breaks my heart to see so many people with so many messages and so many callings that are holding themselves back just because they're unaware that they're doing something out of order. Just because they're falling into the trap that so many people fall into, thinking that these other businesses are just going to be able to solve it for them through different testings, through different technologies, through different tools that leave you in the same places when you started. As we know, success is different. So own your different. And we'll see you guys next week.